This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. Be an original. Visit Cadillac.gm.ca.
Ooh, there's a lot at stake this Sunday at the Grey Cup Final between the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. For the teams, of course, there's the prized cup. For the fans, there's a year's worth of bragging rights. For the mayors of the team's hometowns, there's a little something extra on the line, their dignity. The two men have placed an interesting bet on the outcome of the big game. Sam Cates is the mayor of Winnipeg. Pat Fiacco is the mayor of Regina.
Congratulations to both of you for your teams making it to the final.
Thank you. It's brilliant.
Well, thank you. I think it's great. A first for Grey Cup history with Saskatchewan Rough Riders playing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think that's fantastic.
Two Prairie teams beating it out.
You betcha.
I love when you say that. I love it.
Now, Mayor Fiacco, what's the wager all about between you two?
Well, we have our traditional bets that you hear all the time, and that, of course, is that the losing mayor will wear the winning team's jersey at the city council meeting, and Mayor Cates will fly the Saskatchewan Rough Rider flag in front of City Hall. But we've extended it a bit further, and this was Mayor Cates' idea, which I thought was fantastic. Mayor Cates will buy four season tickets to Saskatchewan Rough Rider season tickets that we'll provide to Regina charities. And then, of course, what Mayor Cates is going to do is he's going to stand at one of our busier sections in intersections in Regina wearing a Saskatchewan Rough Rider jersey, escorted by a couple of our Saskatchewan Rough Riders, holding a big sign that says, Mayor Sam Cates from Winnipeg says that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are the best CFL team in all of Canada.
Mayor Cates, was this your idea?
Well, it was definitely my idea. There's no question about that, and I love it, and I have to commend Mayor Fiacco because it takes a lot of courage, and he's showing courage when he's going to stand at the corner of Portage and Main with a sign saying how wonderful and fantastic, you know, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are. And I know that our media keep on contacting Mayor Fiacco, trying to find out where the major intersection is in Regina, and I'm sure he'll let us know that in the very near future. But, you know, it takes a real man to do what he's doing, and I want to thank him in advance.
I just want you to know, though, Mayor Cates, that you've got a limited time in which you will be in Regina because you're going to fall in love with the place, and the next thing you're going to want to do is run for mayor in Regina. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Well, touche, but you know what? I already love Regina. I started doing business there years ago. It's
right
a great
on.
City.
But Mayor Cates, I mean, it's the bookmakers are putting the odds in favor to the Rough Riders. So what?
And that is exactly why Winnipeg will win. Because if you look at what's taken place over the last week, the bookmakers, the so-called experts, said, number one, that the BC Lions would beat Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They were wrong. Mm. The same people said that Toronto will beat Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They were wrong. So you know what? The only thing they have about consistency is they're wrong, and thank God they've done it again.
But Mayor Cates, I mean, are you not at all worried about your prized quarterback, Kevin Glenn, being out of the game? He's going to be pretty vital to this.
Well, sure, he's an MVP candidate. There's no question about that. That was a major loss for Winnipeg, and also I think it's really sad that Kevin Glenn, who got us there, can't participate. But you know what? I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised with the performance of Ryan Dinwiddie. This is a young kid who's not feeling any pressure, who's very confident and cocky, and that's what it's all about. Winning is all about attitude. Attitude is in the head, between the ears.
So, Mayor Fiacco, are you focused on this idea of you being at Portage and Main?
You know what? I don't even think about that. I think about being able to host and entertain Mayor Cates when he gets to Regina, and I have all the confidence in the world with Eric Tillman as our general manager and Kent Austin leading the charge of these fantastic group of players that have really come together and are focused, regardless of who's at quarterback. team doesn't even care about that. Their focus is winning, winning, winning.
Mm-hmm. Now, but this is, we talked about at the beginning, this is a prairie showdown. It's the first time it's ever happened, isn't it, in the Grey Cup?
It is, as Mary-Kate had said earlier. It's absolutely incredible. You know, it's in my opinion, the CFL's dream to have what I believe two of the best franchises out there with the best fans, both in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, to be able to congregate in Toronto. Toronto's not going to know what hit them. I mean, the Western hospitality, prairie hospitality that they're going to feel over this week is going to be incredible. And I can tell you, the fans, you know, do it in a very respectful way. So this is so much fun. And you know what's amazing about it too is you know, I've been to a number of Grey Cups across Canada, and the most visible fans, regardless of who's playing in that game, but the most visible fans are always the Saskatchewan Roughrider fans and the Winnipeg Blue Bomber fans.
So
they're just unbelievable.
So Mayor Fiacco or Mayor Cates, is victory going to be sweeter by beating, if you beat your main rival here?
Well, put it this way. Number one, I agree with Mayor Fiacco. When it comes to fan support, Saskatchewan Roughrider fans are the epitome of fans, in my humble opinion. I've attended several Grey Cups in the past. But what I think is wonderful, when Winnipeg reigns supreme, it'll be so nice for me to tell the world that Mayor Fiacco has season tickets for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And I'll probably announce that when he's standing on Portage in Maine. And I look forward to it. And I can assure you, you will get Winnipeg hospitality, and we will embrace you and thank you for coming.
Are you going to be at Sunday's game?
Absolutely. I guarantee you we'll both be there supporting our teams.
We're probably even going to be sitting together.
And you know what? And he's probably right, because we do have a lot of respect for each other. And you know, bottom line is, I've got a great deal of respect for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It's a great team. I love the turnaround. I love the fact they're in the Grey Cup. And I like the fact that, because of the fact Winnipeg's in the East, you know, two teams out in the West on the prairies get to play for the Grey Cup for the first time. This is history in the making. It's going to be a great, great game. But Winnipeg will win, unfortunately, for Mayor Fiacco.
Okay. For the record, your predictions on the score.
Pat, you want to go first?
I'm predicting the Riders will win by 14.
Ooh, that's like a dagger. Okay, well, you know what? I think it's going to be a lot closer than that, and Winnipeg will win by 7 points.
Oh, so a touchdown, you think?
One touchdown, mm-hmm. Correct.
There's more than money on this already, so I don't need to ask you what you're wagering.
Well, that's private between the two of us.
And a whole lot of
14 points, Pat.
And a whole lot of pride that goes this with this, because of course we're gonna be with all our colleagues later. Yeah.
Well, yeah, pride and making and obviously when it's all over, there's going to be happy fans, God willing, in Winnipeg, and if not, it'll be Regina and the whole province of Saskatchewan. But we both love our football teams. And one of us is going to be very satisfied.
And to be quite candid with you right now, already the fans are absolutely satisfied with these outcomes. Because as Mary-Kate said, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan weren't supposed to be in the final. The fact that we're already in there, it's a bonus right now.
Well, the whole country will be watching.
And there are fans everywhere. Mm. It's awesome.
Mary-Kate, Mayor Fiacco, thank you both very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank
see you Sunday,
all
Sam.
The best. Pat, we'll see you real soon.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Sam Cates, mayor of Winnipeg, and Pat Fiacco, the mayor of Regina. Someone's gonna be freezing.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.